Good morning, Murray. What about you, mate? What's the worst thing you stepped on in bare feet?
Fresh dog poo, mate.
So yeah, you'd go with dog like poo Lloydie. As well. Yeah, that's what happened to my son yesterday morning. Is he's just landed in a fresh, squishy pile and said, that's the worst thing. But I'm thinking, I would rather step in that than step on a stonefish in bare feet.
No, because the poo goes, like you said, it squishes when you've got no shoes on. It goes in between your toes.
Yeah, but you can hose it off, you know? You hose it off.
Yeah, especially in the middle of the night when you're getting up to go to the toilet, though.
Oh!
Hey, good morning, Karen. What about you, the worst thing you can step on in bare feet?
Oh, vomit.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't actually in bare feet, but I was leading a nightclub in Melbourne years ago. And I stepped out front and then looked down and I stepped in a whole lot of vomit and it stunk. And there was carrots in there as well.
any chicken kebab or anything there too?
Oh, no. It just was the worst smell and it was just fresh. It was almost like there was steam coming off of it.
That is pretty disgusting, I've got to say.
Susan and Gordonvale, what is the worst thing you can step on with bare feet?
A shard of glass next to a poolside.
Oh, what happened?
We were on holiday in Ibiza when I was younger, and back then you could drink around the pool. And somebody had obviously smashed a glass, and I stood on it.
Mm.
And I was only about 7 at the time, but they didn't have very good first aid training. So it was a lolly in the mouth. And a pair of tweezers with these men just trying to get it out.
Oh, God. How big was the shard?
Oh, it was a couple of centimetres. It was pretty wedged in there.
I love it was the first day was a lolly in the mouth and then tweezers.
Yeah, there was like three men just holding my foot, just trying to pull out this shard of glass from my heel.
Oh.
There's a good reason for not having glass around pool sides, isn't there? You know,
for I reasons think we've like evolved that. With that.
Yeah, good on you, Susan. Thanks very much. Have a great day today.
Cindy, you, like many of us out there also, the worst thing to step on in bare feet is...
Lego.
I was waiting for Lego. Waiting for it. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there were
going to
be heaps of calls for Lego.
Yeah, me too.
And you normally step on that little piece of Lego when you're getting up to go to the loo in the middle of the night and you can't scream because everyone's asleep.
Yep, you're screaming on the inside.
Yeah. What does one do with said Lego? I mean, you do ask your kids to tidy up, put your stuff away. Does it go in the bin? Is there a rule in your house? If I'm stepping on Lego, that piece goes in the bin.
Yep, I'm with you. In the bin, that's it,
yep.
So you know that Lego know this because Lego actually did some Lego slippers. So when you bought some Lego, you also got yourself some slippers because they know that you step on it.
I did not know that.
That is a great safety idea,
yeah.
Isn't it? Nice work.
It is.